95.3 Gorilla.
It's here. It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning. Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
It's another marvelous Monday on 95.3. Welcome in. Hope you had an amazing weekend. It's Ryan hanging out. So the banana bank is now done, but don't worry. Cash is not over yet. We didn't forget about the dads. We did the mom noms last month. Now we're doing the dad awards starting 1 week from today, next Monday, June 15th. We're going to hook up dads up and down the coast with huge prizes all week long leading up to Father's Day. That's next week. And the Banana Bank paid out almost $22,000 to local Gulf Coast listeners right here on the coast. No national contest here. We only have local winners. $1,000 to Avery in Loosedale, $5,000 to Allison in Picayune, Colleen in Van Cleef won $250. Big cash out the door. $250 to Jason in Richton, $250 to Mia in D'Iberville, $500 to Nick in Gulfport. The list is so long. $736 to Bishop in Hattiesburg. He was our last winner Friday for the Banana Bank. And more money is coming up with the Dad Awards. Don't you go anywhere. You're on Gorilla.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla. Who's this?
Marina.
Hi, Marina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
Good. Good, good, good. You're better than all right. You're caller number 10.
Oh, nice.
Banana Bank is happening. Marina, what town are you in? Where are you calling me from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. All right. Here we go. I have $3,500 in the bonus round for you, but we got to get there first, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the deal. We're going to start with a certain price, and you just have to tell me up or down. That's it, okay? No pressure. Just up or down. You know how this works, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Marina, here we go. Your first price is $680. $680. Are we going up or are we going down?
Going down.
$680, Marina says. Down is correct. Down to $225. $225 is your new price. You want to win that money or do you want to keep playing?
I'll go one more time.
One more time. $225 is the new price. Are you sure? We want going up or down? What are you thinking?
Go up.
Going up. $225. Marina says up. Up to $480. You just won $480. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. So you can keep it or you can guess one more time. And if you're right, we're going to hit you with that $3,500 bonus round. You want to keep the cash? You want to do it again?
I think I'm going to take the money.
Good choice. $480 from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Today we're talking about hilarious breakups, and it may not even need to involve you. You don't need to spill the tea unless you really want to. In that case, I would love to hear it. We're talking about the most hilarious ways you've ever heard of anybody breaking up with somebody else. Okay, here we go. The phone's just exploded. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What's your breakup story?
Hey, I got broken up with via email before.
Oh, man. That's rough. Somehow that's way worse than a text message. An email? Whew. What is this? 1997? That's awful.
Well, actually, I am the one that broke up with him via text message, Facebook, and voicemail.
And then he sent you an email to confirm, right? Like a notary. Oh, geez, that's crazy. How about you? What's your craziest breakup story?
Well, I got a drunk driving and I went to jail overnight for the 12 hours.
Oh, God, here we go.
And then I called him the next day. He wouldn't answer my phone call, but he did text me.
Oh, good. Classy. What did he say?
And said I'm too much stress on him and he can't deal with it.
You know, I feel like if I'm dating somebody, like not engaged, but dating somebody and they land in the drunk tank, I feel like... I'm sorry, I might be on his side with this one. I don't know. Kevin on Facebook, we actually posted this one on Facebook. Kevin on Facebook said, one year, many years ago in the early 2000s, he sent a singing telegram, right? You know, where like the delivery driver has to sing to the person that gets it. He sent a singing telegram, but he didn't realize that his soon-to-be not-girlfriend would be like at work, in her office, surrounded by people. I don't know how you don't realize that. And she had to find out through song that her boyfriend dumped her in front of all of her coworkers the day before Valentine's Day. That's awesome. Too bad that was in the early 2000s. I want video of this.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Scott Pelley giving a really long extended interview to the New York Times in which he said that CBS is on fire. Listen to this.
We can save this. It's possible to land this plane. But right now, CBS News, in my view, is on fire.
Scott Pelley was fired last week after questioning the editorial decisions of 60 Minutes leadership and CBS News in general, saying that the leaders there put the thumb on the scale to change stories on 60 Minutes to appear more favorable for the administration. Some sad news from Hollywood over the weekend. Buffy the Vampire Slayer star Anthony Head has passed away. He was 72. He was a British actor known for playing Rupert Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He also played Rupert Mannion on Ted Lasso. Longtime character actor James Handy was fatally stabbed in Los Angeles on Friday. The police arrested 44-year-old Michael Gledhill, his girlfriend's son, on murder charges. His bail was set at $2 million. You may remember James Handy from Top Gun Maverick, Jumanji, Logan, and numerous other TV series during his five-decade career.
Hey, Mav.
Jimmy.
Is Penny around?
She took Amelia on a sailing trip.
And Matt Damon, the good guy that he is, he's teaming up with Clint Eastwood's daughter to promote her sanctuary for rescue dogs out in California.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Dodo.
You have a very special dream date planned for us today?
I have a very, very special dream date planned. I'm here at the Eastwood Ranch right now, as you can see, and I'm here with Jojo. Jojo's a beautiful little puppy, but my dream date is with a beautiful girl named Betsy, who's been here for 2 years, and she's looking for a home. So we're going to go inside, we're going to take a little tour, show you what's going on here, and then go meet Betsy and have a dream date.
Matt Damon going on dream days, but not with people, with pooches. I love it. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
It's an interesting mix of birthdays and anniversaries today. Kanye, now known as Ye, I think, is 49 today. Kanye's going to be 50 next year, man. Nancy Sinatra celebrating a big one. Nancy is 86 years old today.
One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
On this date back in 1984, Ghostbusters officially was released in theaters across the country. Those were the days. You know, the new movies, they're not bad. They're all right. They're nothing like the originals, though, for real. June 8th is National Best Friends Day. And here's a big one today. On this date back in 1824, the washing machine was first patented by Noah Cushing in Quebec. 1824, not 1924. 1824 is the patent date for the washing machine. That's kind of wild, huh? It's more than 200 years old. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday.